Unit 32B, Activity 2.
Hello, Sally. Oh, that's an induction motor you're working on, right?
Yes, it's a squirrel cage motor.
Squirrel? Like the animal? Why is it called a squirrel motor?
Well, the proper name is three-phase AC induction motor.
Yes, but...
All right. It's actually the conductors in the rotor that look like a cage. Look. The aluminum or copper bars in the rotor grooves are connected at both ends with rings.
Ah, yes. It looks like a cage. And why are squirrel cage motors so popular?
Well, they're cheap and almost maintenance-free. You can easily reverse rotation just by interchanging two of the three line leads.
The construction looks quite simple.
Yes. As you can see, the metal case houses a stator with the windings. Connect them to a three-phase voltage, and they generate a rotating field around the rotor.
That's the rotating part here?
Right. The rotating field induces an electromotive force in the aluminum cage.
And carries the rotor around with it?
In effect, yes, but it turns at a slightly slower speed than the magnetic field in the stator. That's why it's called an asynchronous motor.
So the rotor has no external connections?
No. No slip rings to service, no brushes to replace.
Are there any disadvantages?
Oh, yeah, there are. It requires a high current to start with and produces a low torque on starting.
So we need to make sure that to start the motor, the torque of the motor is higher than the load.
Oh, wow, you've got it.